Lecture 3, The Lower South Secedes.
We left off in our last lecture with Abraham Lincoln and the Republicans triumphant in the presidential canvass of 1860. The great question facing the United States in mid-November 1860, and the topic that we'll take up in this lecture, is how would the South react to the verdict of the polls? We'll consider five aspects of this broad topic. We'll look first at the Lower South's immediate move towards secession. Then we'll move on to the Montgomery Convention that had delegates from the Lower South states that established the new nation, the Confederate States of America. We'll then look at the degree to which the convention in Montgomery represented the people of the states of the Lower South. We'll move on to the question of whether this should be considered a revolution on the part of the deep Southern states in reaction to the Republican victory. And finally, we'll address the question of how important slavery was in the secession movement of December 1860 through March 1861. Let's start with the Lower South's reaction to Lincoln's election. Most white Southerners, certainly most white Southerners in the Deep South or the Lower South, read the election returns as a clear-cut victory for those in the North who hoped to put an end to slavery, the peculiar institution, as it was called in the 19th century. A Richmond newspaper summed up the feelings of many across the South in these words: "A party founded on the single sentiment of hatred to African slavery is now the controlling power. No claptrap about the Union can alter this or weaken its force. Republicans will get after slavery," is the feeling on the part of this newspaper and the part of much of the white South. Now, contrary to what most Republicans expected, and in contrast to how they had reacted, the white South had reacted in the past to perceived threats from the North, the Lower South states moved very quickly towards secession in the wake of Lincoln's election. South Carolina called immediately for a convention to consider secession, and within another 6 weeks, the rest of the Lower South had followed suit, and each of the seven Lower South states voted to leave the Union within a very brief period. South Carolina was first, passing its ordinance of secession on December 20th, 1860. The official vote was 169-0 in South Carolina to leave the Union. Next was Mississippi, January 9th, 1861, the vote 85-15. Then came Florida the next day on January 10th, the vote 62-7. Alabama on January 11th, the vote 61-39, a much closer vote in Alabama that reflected the divisions within that state. There are tremendous geographical divisions in terms of how Alabamians viewed the sectional crisis. The upcountry, the hill country of northern Alabama reacted very differently than the Black Belt counties did, for example, and that vote reflects the fact that there were divisions in Alabama. Georgia was next on January 19th, its vote 208-89. Next out was Louisiana, which left on January 26th, the vote 113-17. And the final Deep South state to take up the issue and to vote to leave was Texas, which voted on the 1st of February, 1861, to leave the Union. Texas left over the strenuous objections of Governor Sam Houston, the most famous man in the state, the most famous Texan, the great hero from the days of the Texas Revolution. Sam Houston was a staunch Unionist, and his behavior, I think, illustrates the fact that we should never fall into the trap of thinking that everybody in the Deep South favored secession. Even in the Deep South, there were a number of people who did not favor secession, and Sam Houston exemplified those people. He was governor of the state during the secession crisis. He fought it as hard and as long as he could. He said, "This is a mistake. If we go down this road, it's going to weaken our society rather than strengthen it. We're going to lose the things that we think we're going to safeguard by embracing secession. Don't do it," said Sam Houston. Houston refused to recognize the secession convention, which met in Austin in January 1861. He just said, "I'm not even going to acknowledge that you're doing this."